welcome to a very special Colchester Arts Centre podcast, a scary special show which is going to feature Jason Frederick. Hello, Jason.
Hi.
And what we're going to be talking about is classic horror at Christmas, which
my favourite.
Which is one of your shows that's coming up to the Arts Centre.
Yes, indeed.
And we're also going to be talking about another show of yours, A Charlie Brown Christmas. But we are delighted that Jason has joined us, because Jason is a Canadian musician. Is that correct?
You sure? You nailed it, yeah.
Yep. Who has written pieces for Hollywood films. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Television adverts.
Yes.
And once topped the rock charts in his home country.
You know, a chart.
How would you find
it's
a
chart? Vague thing. There may be a chart somewhere. Yeah, I wouldn't want to have it implied that we top the mainstream charts, because I'm not aware of that personally. Did you get that in print?
I got that in print.
Right. Well, there may be a chart somewhere, like a college chart or an indie chart. Probably several somewhere, but I don't have that data with me now.
But it's quite clear to me that you have many strings to your bow. And
a couple of bows, yeah.
you have many bows, in fact. In fact, more bows than strings.
Sometimes that's a problem.
But you are, in fact, an award-winning composer, multi-instrumentalist. But you know, your main enthusiasms since seeing the film Goldfinger on television as a nine-year-old, I think, has been to do with music in film. We all remember that classic song, Goldfinger, don't we? There it is now.
It was yesterday.
We're all going to join in. I don't know when she actually comes in. Is it Shirley Bassey?
Yeah.
Goldfinger! And with the Midas touch. Oh, no. Sorry. I didn't quite keep up with that. But anyway.
She's hard to keep up with.
Yeah, and that is a classic song, isn't it?
That's for sure.
I mean, you think about that song, it's kind of maybe, what, 60 years ago?
1964.
Yeah.
So what would that be, 53?
Yeah, yeah. It's astonishing to think that that is still very fresh, a great song.
Yeah.
But it was the song that really, in a way, influenced you ever since you've seen that. And you were actually about nine at the time.
Yeah, no, the song and the soundtrack. Together,
and, you know, you've written original music for films such as 101 Dalmatians 2, Patch's London Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
You've written for television programs such as Darcy's Wildlife, Disney's Replacements, and so on. The list is endless. But it was that song, was it, that really kind of...
The score and the song together.
Yeah.
My uncle had cable.
Oh, yeah.
And we didn't have cable. We had two channels.
Yeah.
We had three channels.
Yeah.
But one was French, so I couldn't do much with it. And he had cable. He had 12 channels. And so every Friday, they were showing the series of James Bond films. So they would drop me off. I would down in the basement and watch them. And when I saw that, I was humming it. I tried to record it. I couldn't, because
yeah.
the little, you know, loaf of bread tape recorders and everything. And I thought, that was it. Tales from the Crypt was made by a company called Amicus.
Yeah.
They made films that people sometimes confuse with Hammer films.
Ah.
Because they feature many of the same actors, like Peter Cushing and Christopher Lee. They were in Amicus films. And a lot of the Amicus films are anthologies, so you get several different stories within the same film, but you get sort of an introduction and some sort of epilogue where it all comes together, it's all wrapped up.
Yeah.
So you'll get the little performance of me doing some music from the beginning of Tales from the Crypt, and then I'll talk about Amicus films and a little bit about the film, and then you'll get to watch a film.
People have probably unfairly dismissed music from these films as being over the top, melodramatic, you know, sort of obvious. I'm playing devil's advocate.
Right.
Don't look at me like that.
Well, you're not going to get that from me. I think it's lovely. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so, but do you think in a way there's been a bit of snobbery around it? That it's not always seen in the same way as like Mancini and other great film composers. And in fact, what you're doing is, you know, restoring... quite rightly, the respect for this once kind of derided genre.
You could say that, I suppose, yeah. I think it's coming around slowly now, finally, after decades. I think people are recognizing the Hammer films and the Amicus films for the great, well-made films that they are. They've got great actors, they've got great design, they're well-directed, and they've got great scores. And, you know, I think a lot of them were rated X. So that might have caused people to marginalize them a little bit. Well, not by today's standards. Not like an episode of CSI by today's standards. But at the time,
blood, the blood and gore.
Colored Blood, I think, was the reason they initially rated X.
But my final question is,
Do
you believe in vampires?
Do I believe in vampires? I don't personally have an opinion on vampires.
You're agnostic.
Yeah, I mean, is a vampire the type of thing that if you started talking about it, would be this incredibly wide definition of what a vampire is?
It probably would, but I'm just saying a lot of these films feature things like vampires.
If they existed, I'd like them to be a lot like the way Christopher Lee plays them. That would be great.
Oh, final question. And I've got to ask you for an answer, no prevaricating on this.
Okay.
Christopher Lee or Peter Cushing?
What do you mean?
Which one? Who's better?
Well, it's like yin and yang. You need them together, don't you?
Oh.
That's the Van... You can't say Van Helsing or Dracula.
Yeah.
Dracula needs Van Helsing. Yeah. Van Helsing...
John Lennon, Paul McCartney. That kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm a George fan, but that's...
Well, I'm Ringo fan.
And we'll be doing other festive favorites as well in the style of the Vince Guaraldi trio, because he, one of the great things about his amazing talent was that he sounded like him, whether he was playing something original or whether he was doing a Christmas carol, like he does a little Christmas tree in the special, and it fits perfectly. So we're going to do some other Christmas music in the style of what he may have considered, because he passed away in 1976.
Right.